What are you pursuing? You might say you're pursuing your passion. Is pursuing your passion always a good thing? It depends on the heart behind it and the motivation. Is it rooted in the spirit or rooted in the flesh? There is a big difference. For me, as a believer in Jesus, I am motivated by the Spirit of the living God in me. No longer is it about my will and my way. It's His will and His way for my life. I am not my own. I was created for a purpose for such a time as this. Here's the cool part. That purpose becomes my passion because I was gifted for it and designed to fulfill it. That's the way God works. Oftentimes, though, we get distracted. We get overwhelmed. We lose sight of what matters most, and we clutter up our heart, life, and home with things that lead us away from that passion and purpose. We settle for idols, cheap imitations, and substitutes of God's best for our life. And as we pursue those things, we find ourselves lost. Thankfully, God is a new morning mercy kind of God. His grace is sufficient, and His love for me never fails. His desire is for me to know His will. In this season, when so many find themselves spring cleaning and clearing out the clutter to move forward, I am taking steps to do the same. Pray, purge, pursue. These three steps have led me to be still and listen to where God is leading me to move forward in areas of my life. I'm doing more listening than speaking. If you know me, you know that's not easy. But where I am weak, He is strong, and I am leaning in to hear God's voice and be moved to ready myself for what He has for me. Pray and listen to what God wants to gently reveal to you. Purge and clean out what needs to be made new, pruned, or thrown out of your life. Pursue with passion where God is leading you. Pursue is our last step. This is where we are confident of what God has spoken, and we know the steps we are to take by faith, and we are now at the starting block getting ready to run. Our feet are locked and loaded, and the path is clear. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Do you see the example of Jesus? Pray, purge, pursue. He listened to the Father. He spent time in prayer. He knew the Father's will. He laid down His own. He ran the race that was set before Him, endured the cross, and made a way for you and me. Even though the world may tell you different, this life is not about you. God created the world and knit you together in your mother's womb for a purpose. That purpose rests completely in Him. He has joy for you today, and it is found when you pursue Him. Because as you do, the path and purpose for your life becomes clear, and you can't help but pursue it with passion. That's the truth. Don't be overwhelmed in this season. Do what I'm doing. Pray, purge, pursue. Joy isn't found in doing all the things we should be doing. It's found at the feet of Jesus. We listen for His voice, move by His leading, and pursue the plans He has for us. Let's ready ourselves for the race we were created to run. I'm Lori Klein.